We live in strange times. We live in a strange universe. In fact, things seem to be getting more bizarre as time goes on. We've lived through a time of atom bombs, nuclear war, possibilities, great fear, Doctor Strangelove, and we now are in a new kind of age. You might call it the age of the computer. You might call it the quantum age or the age of information. It's that quantum age that really interests me and I think is going to interest you. Hi, let me introduce myself. My name is Dr. Fred Alan Wolf, and I'm going to be your guide to, you might call, a user-friendly guide to the universe, or how quantum physics can change your life. This will be an audio course in 12 sessions. And let me tell you a little bit about what's going to be in this course and what you're going to learn. In the first session, we're going to be talking about what is quantum physics and why should I care? I mean, after all, what does it do for me? Why would I even bother listening to this? And what we're going to learn about in this is something that is very bizarre. As I said, we live in strange times, invisible and imaginary, and yet this bizarre, invisible, and imaginary wave actually overturned everything we thought was real. You're going to learn about how that worked and where that wave came from. In the second session, we're going to be talking about not only did that wave overturn everything, but it made us question, is what we're seeing really what's out there? Is there really an out there, or is it all taking place in my mind or somebody's mind? What is all that about? In order to do this, we're going to have to take what is called a quantum leap into the world of mind and matter. In a third session, we're going to ground this a little bit. We're going to see about how your mind relates to your body. We're going to see what consciousness is and what it does. Now, why would I bring this into a course on quantum physics? Because quantum physics has actually changed the way we see and think about our bodies as well as the way we see and think about our minds. So we're going to be looking at how quantum physics and its role in human consciousness has actually changed all that. So a long time ago, a guy by the name of Democritus once said that as we begin to learn this stuff, we have to keep this in mind. He once said, "Wretched intellect, you get your evidence from us and you try to overthrow us. Your victory is your defeat." So we're going to learn something, but we're hoping that we're not going to just overthrow everything we've learned in such a way that we lose everything, but we're going to be gaining a lot more. In the fourth session, we're going to be talking about another bizarre thing which emerges from quantum physics. It's called parallel universes. And we're going to ask you, do you live in parallel universes? And how could I find out if I do? We're going to find out why quantum physics thinks these other universes may be real and how they could be affecting our minds and our human behavior. In the fifth section, we're going to be talking about time and how it bends and space and how it warps. Time bends and space warps? What is that all about? We're going to be looking at what is known as relativity theory that Einstein first introduced some many years ago. And we're going to find out how that, together with some ideas from quantum physics, have completely changed what we think is happening out there. In the sixth session, we're going to be looking at sex, magic, and the shamanic world, how quantum physics and the shamanic world view overlap. Now, this is going to be a very personal story because, you see, the shamanic world I'm talking about isn't a world I just read about. It's a world that I actually entered and became part of. So you're going to learn a little bit more about this character called Dr. Fred Alan Wolf as he tells you about sex, magic, and the shamanic world. In the seventh session, we're going to be looking at psychology in a new light of quantum physics. We're going to be looking at that strange border where the psyche and physics meet, or how the universe itself may be dreaming reality into existence, including you. In the eighth session, we're going to be looking at the spiritual universe. Can quantum physics give us a new insight into the nature of our spirituality? Is there a spirituality? What is meant by God if we understand quantum physics? And does that have any bearing on my life? In the ninth session, we're going to be looking at mind into matter. We're going to be looking at what is known as alchemy. And we're going to be looking at it from the point of view of the new physics or quantum physics and see that there is a new alchemy. But in order to understand the new, we're going to have to look a little bit into the old alchemy. In the 10th session, we're going to be looking at how matter transforms into feeling inside of your body. Now, that may seem like a very strange thing. Matter changing into feeling. How can that take place? Isn't matter just solid stuff and feeling something effervescent, like, you know, I feel this, I feel that? Well, we're going to look at how the new alchemy provides us a model with what that's all about. In the 11th session, we're going to be looking at a subject that I really like to talk about. It's called time travel. So we're going to do some time traveling through your universe and see how you can use your mind to time travel through time, travel through time, by surrendering something, a little bit of baggage that you normally carry with you that's very precious. What is it? We're going to be learning how to surrender your ego. And the 12th session, we're going to finally be looking at what I call the technology of God. How does God do this? How does this universe get created? And where does it all come from? And how does it affect my soul? So that's our sessions. And I welcome you to tune in.